You got to give this guy a lot of credit for continuing to join us weekly on our program. He's Darlington Raceway President, former South Carolina University of South Carolina Sports Information Director Kerry Tharp, our NASCAR expert, former NASCAR employee. We've asked you to join us weekly in a prediction contest where our own Jen Jensen just predicted correctly. Kevin Harvick was going to win last week. You went with Martin Truex Jr., not a bad pick, at fifth, but from what we've been doing here and being clearly shown up by Jen, and just off the air, she's merciless about this, Kerry. We appreciate you standing back up and continuing to be part of the program.
I can tell that I follow Jen very closely on Twitter, and I could tell she frequently jabs in the fact that, she is an authority on the sport. And, that's okay. You know, let's give her credit where credit is due. And I just know that, what comes around goes around. So, we'll see what happens this weekend out in California.
Yep.
That is some tremendous South Carolina passive aggression right there. I love it. And you should hear, you're only getting the edited version on Twitter of the jabs there. You should hear the off-the-air stuff, but we'll save that for the internet show that'll air in the fourth hour today. So Kevin Harvick, the winner last week in Phoenix. The West Coast swing continues now, moving to Fontana this week. Let's see how you're breaking this one down, Kerry.
Well, Fontana certainly is an entirely different racetrack of what we've seen the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's a fast 2 mile racetrack. You better have a lot of speed from the time you unload today when they're out there. So you got to get on the throttle. I look for horsepower to be a big factor out there. It's a similar racetrack in configuration to Michigan, and It's a racetrack that you can have some engine problems if things aren't buttoned up all the way. So a lot of power, a lot of speed out there this weekend at Fontana.
Okay, so we need to get right into it. So we've developed, but someone who just won last week has developed a scoring system now for our predictions.
Was agreed upon last week with you.
If you pick the winner, you get 10 points. Jen just got a winner last week, Kevin Harvick. So she's got 10 points in our Pick'em contest. Now, if you lead the way, if you have the best finisher other than a winner, then you get 2 points in the week. And if you have the second place, you get 1 point. So right now, Jen with 10 points, Kerry with 2 points, and Bill with 2 points. Bill's choice last week was Joey Logano, who finished in 19th, just for the record. So because you're our esteemed guest, Kerry, you get the first pick in this thing, and we will not allow anyone to replicate your pick moving forward.
Well, I'm going to go with a guy that has been to victory lane a lot, hasn't been there yet this year. I thought he ran a great race last week and possibly could have been in victory lane. I'm going to go with Kyle Busch. I think Kyle Busch will get the win out at Fontana this weekend. So I'll go with Rowdy to get his first win of the season.
Okay, now we go to our NASCAR expert, Jen Jensen. What do you think of that pick, first of all, in Kyle Busch? And then where are you going this week, man?
Yeah, he's pretty strong, and I know that he's itching to get that win. I'm thinking Hamlin's going to come through on this one.
Mm-hmm. Any particular reason?
Oh, as Bill's throwing up a paper like that was
man, I'm
my
doing
pick.
Research over here.
How was your research on the NCAA tournament bracket, man? Let it go.
I mean, I just threw everything. I just lost it. Hamlin had started second in 2017. He finished 14th. In 2016, he started third and finished third. I'm researching this thing. We have to come up with a much better way to choose our picks.
What kind of host always throws a temper tantrum?
Right.
Come on, man.
Literally, the paper was in the air.
Yeah, he would have liked that. I think the paper hit the roof. All right.
Sounds about
finish,
right.
Finish. You tell everybody why you're taking Hamlin. I'll find another driver.
No.
Good grief.
No.
Go ahead.
This segment has become so popular that the boss wants to get in as well. Our big boss, Rick Prusader, got in last week. His Kurt Busch pick did not go well. Bill, you said he's given you a pick already. Can that help you figure out where you're going to go?
I don't know if you want to get in on that. He wanted Kyle Busch.
Okay. He's the boss. Oh. We'll let him. We'll let him, you know.
Well, we'll let him and Kerry work that out, I think.
We'll get to that point.
Yeah, I'm a guest, though.
Yeah. That's what I sided with Kerry on you. Yeah, I like it.
So I think we could just default and give him a Kurt Busch one again. We'll know the difference, will we?
Every so long as it's a Bush, right?
There you go. Come on, Bill. Make an
George
adjustment.
Bush,
all right.
Want to.
All right. Give me – all right, man. So I've got to start coming with backup drivers. I'm on the clock here. I'm just glancing real quick, very quickly. All right, I'll go Kyle Larson. He's the defending champion out there.
That's
he's got three
pick.
Top tens this year. He's coming off a second an 18th place finish in Phoenix. He had a top three in Vegas a couple weeks ago. Give me Kyle Larson.
He was my backup pick.
I love how you guys gave him the pity encouragement there.
Yeah,
nice work.
Good job. Just scratching through that one. Arizona and Kyle Larson in the same weekend. What a loser.
3:30 start time on Sunday for the NASCAR race out in Fontana, scheduled to air on our sister station 1320, The Fan. Kerry, appreciate that. And what did you think of the first day of the tournament yesterday?
Well, I tell you, it was pretty topsy-turvy. My bracket started off poorly. I picked Oklahoma and Rhode Island got that one. I had a few of the other picks along the way. The one that really just kind of destroyed me, and it sounded like it destroyed you all back there too, was Buffalo beating Arizona. I had Arizona going to the Final Four.
Attaboy.
So that's not going to happen. But, I thought there were some really good games last night. Texas Tech, Stephen F. Austin, I thought was a good ball game. Kentucky Davidson, a very good ball game, a contrast in styles. And so I think we're going to see some other good games here today. Alabama, Virginia Tech was a slugfest. So I think you're going to see some other good games here today. We got some local teams playing. Clemson plays. And then they play New Mexico State. That'll be a tough out. And Charleston plays Auburn. I like Charleston in that one. I picked Charleston and upset Auburn. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, he does it all. Kerry_Tharp on Twitter. Kerry, thanks for joining us. Hour number 3 coming up.